Unfortunately, over the past week, I've heard some disturbing reports that some folks in the White House who aren't as interested in upholding the EPA's commitment to the RFS and the president's commitments to our farmers and producers. And the president has committed to the biofuels. So I helped lead a letter of 16 House and Senate Democrats, a group that includes both agriculture committee chairs from the Senate chamber and the House chamber, and local Democrats like myself and Sherry Bustos of Illinois and Angie Craig of Minnesota, those of us from the heartland who know how important this is. And we wrote to the EPA and to the White House and sent a very strong message that you must reject any policy that would weaken the RFS. We are solid on this, and we are going to stand together in solidarity to protect the RFS.